G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.
In an exclusive interview with G20 Brazil, the European Union Commissioner Yura Arplanen shared her perspectives on the role of the European Union in fighting global inequalities and supporting the initiatives of the Brazilian presidency of the G20, such as the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty, which she considers a light of hope in a world impacted by crisis. With a trajectory marked by the defense of social justice and education, the Finnish Commissioner highlights the importance of the international partnership to achieve the United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. One of the goals of the Brazilian presidency of the G20 is to build partnerships to reduce global poverty and support sustainable development. How is the European Union working in this direction, and what are the main commitments made within the G20 for the coming years?
When it comes to European Union, of course, fighting inequalities, eradicate poverty and hunger, it's very core of our international partnerships. We are very committed to SDGs, Agenda 2030, and through our development cooperation and our international partnerships, we support our partners in the Global South, including here in Brazil, in Latin America, to eradicate poverty, for instance, through education. 13% of our external funding goes to education. And I think that's a very good example of our commitment to eradicate poverty.
How does the European Union see the Brazilian presidency's proposal and the members' support to build a global alliance against hunger and poverty?
I think it's a very interesting initiative, and we will endorse that. We definitely need more political commitment to fight against poverty and hunger. I think this new initiative made by the President Lula is giving, in a way, light and hope for the world so that political leaders would commit themselves to really fight against poverty and hunger. We want to support their food security autonomy so that, for instance, countries in Africa would not be so dependent on food import, so that they could produce food in Africa for Africa. That's why, for instance, we are very much focusing on sustainable agriculture production as well as agricultural systems and value chains.
How do you evaluate the conduction of the G20 in Brazil?
Well, my very honest opinion is that it has been a very successful presidency so far. I think one example of that is, of course, that we were able to adopt political declarations in our ministerial meeting here in Rio de Janeiro.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between the G20 Brazil and Radio Gov from the Brazil Communication Company. For more information, visit g20.org.